if I believe we were meant to be, you know I believe it's true. 'Cause everything I've never wanted, you've given to me. I guess I didn't know just how happy I could be. That's why I love having you to come home to. No matter where I go, what I have to do, I love having you to come home to. Never had much of a home life, couldn't see the point. Been living my life on the road, singing in another joint. So it's hard to think I'm a daddy to a little baby girl, or that I'm married to my best friend in the whole world. That's why I love having you to come home to. No matter where I go or what I have to do, I love. Why I love having you to come home to. No matter where I go, what I have to do, I love having you to come home to. You know I love having you to come home to. No matter where I go, what I have to do, I love. I love having you to come home to.
And that was James Ray, I Love Having You. And on the phone at the moment, we're going to be talking to James. Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, and happy Wednesday, happy hump day.
Yeah, happy Wednesday to you too. And thank you for coming on and squeezing us into your day just to let us know what you're going to be up to from tomorrow night again at the Raglan Club.
Oh, I'm excited to be in Raglan for Waitangi Day and our first day back at the club for country music and line dancing. I'm very excited about that. Feels like forever since I was last there, so it's nice to be getting back into Raglan on a regular basis and seeing everybody again.
Yes, yeah. Really glad that you're coming back. Yeah. So, what have you got lined up for us?
Well, I've got a few new songs, so I took the time, the month off that I had of January, amongst getting, all the stuff done around the house that I needed to do and had been putting off for the year. I finally got most of that done, and then I managed to work up some new songs, got some new recordings, got a brand new song coming out on February the 14th called I Might. I'm calling that my love song for 2025. You guys have got to hear it, but it'll be released on Spotify on February the 14th. But tomorrow night, performing there at the club, I'm going to break out some songs that I think will be some fun line dancing songs. A little song called Dirt on My Boots and Rock My World, Little Country Girl. So that'll be some boot scooting kind of songs.
Oh, nice. I will have to get on to Louisa to get some line dances geared up for those ones, I think.
I think she's probably already on to it, man, because she's pretty quick off the mark when she hears me doing a new song in my set list. So she's like, "Yep, she'll be there before you know it." We'll have might even, I don't know what her plans are for tomorrow night, but I'm sure it'll be good and she'll find something for us.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. No, it's really cool to have you coming back. And like I've always said, you know, line dancing, just, well, it's something I've just taken up this year, and it wouldn't be the same without you there playing live music. It's, yeah, it just really makes it. So, yeah. And what else have you got lined up for yourself this year?
Well, this year is going to be an interesting year. I got my regular gigs, you know, my Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I've picked up a new regular gig on Saturday nights now. At the Hamilton Workman's Club. That's probably every 6 to 8 weeks, but it's a regular. We booked all the way throughout the full year. It's more releasing. I'm trying to release a new song every 6 to 8 weeks. So I got a couple in the can ready to go, and I got a couple more ready to release. And then I've got that, believe it or not, that CD for the record. I got that out now. And I'll be doing some shows. I'm going up to the Bay of Islands in May, which is a big country rock festival. So I'll be going up there and promoting the CD and doing that up there as well. And still doing my private gigs and stuff as well. And after we did that Raglan cruise,
yeah,
I'm thinking that might need to be something that gets put on the calendar on a yearly basis. Maybe it becomes an annual.
Yeah.
An annual cruise that we can all look forward to.
Oh, most definitely, yeah. It was a really good evening. And, you know, it was nice to see you and Charlene and Faith there and just hanging out, you know, not having to be in performer mode and just hanging out with everyone.
It was a blast. I enjoyed it. I had no idea, you know, just how beautiful that sunset would be out there on the water like that. So that was absolutely gorgeous. And then everybody was in such a good spirit, good mood, you know, with the dancing and wonderful, wonderful barbecue dinner you girls put on, the Foxy Squirrels.
Yeah.
Well done, you guys.
Yeah, that had a few tense moments because it turned out to be a public holiday and the Butchers was closed. So, yeah, we had a few... few tense moments there with bits and pieces, but
the Butcher came through. Yes,
he did. Jacob was amazing. The food was incredible. Yeah, Tish and Bex and Louisa with their salads was incredible.
And I understand that there was such an abundance that a number of it got donated to the local some local charity there, or something that has lunches or something. Is that right?
I'm not too sure about that. A few of us took a bit home and had the same thing for dinner every night for a week. But
there you go.
But yeah, I do think it's going to be an annual thing. I definitely do. And you never know; I could end up having to put two cruises on if they get a bit popular. But I can't see fitting any more line dancing, you know, in there. It was pretty squishy as it was. But, so that's really cool that you've got some new songs for us to hear at the club.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I'm looking forward to it. It's been an exciting process of getting in the studio, and that's a tricky thing, getting studio time, and because studio's so busy and the musos are so busy, so it's been exciting to actually finally get it done. So I'm looking forward to releasing some new songs that you guys will probably have heard me do live, but you haven't actually heard me record, you know, any recorded versions. So anybody that comes down on a regular basis will hear me doing these things solo acoustic. And but once they're put in the studio and got all the instrumentation and all the other music in there, it's really quite exciting to hear them come to life like that.
Yeah, definitely. And that CD, is it an EP or CD?
Yeah, extended play, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that you've put out. It's really cool because I got one and it looks like a little record. So, yeah, it's really cool.
That was the idea. The idea was, because I know a lot of the people, the really cool kids, are going back to vinyl.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do a vinyl one on this project. And I thought, well, why not just make this CD look vinyl? And it really turned out great. I love it.
Yeah. No, that's really cute. So, Yeah, if you'd like one of those, definitely pop into the club and grab one off James on a Thursday, because what are they, $20?
$20, but you know what? You don't even, what I discovered last night, because it was so hot last night, you don't even have to get it for the CD. You can use it as a fan,
yeah.
And it'll double as a CD.
That's true, yes. That's very true.
The cover, you know, because it's a cardboard case like the old album covers were.
Yeah.
It's just the right size and the right thickness to make for a great fan.
Yeah, yeah. I think I experienced your fan last night and tell me too. It definitely works. I can attest to that. Yeah.
Hey, and if anybody wants to know when and where, they can also check out the website, jamesraycountry.com.
Yeah.
And that'll tell them, you know, every place that I'm playing, and keep everybody up to date with it.
Yeah, because you're in TA and you're in Matamata and out here, yeah, as well, and now in Hamilton at the Working Men's. So, yeah, that's, yeah, lots of places for people to go and see you, so that's really good. And, yeah, just a quick other couple of questions, like, that I don't think I've ever asked you before. What bands or music do you listen to? Like, if you're just listening to music, you know.
Oh man, I'm old school. I like listening to a lot of the. I enjoyed as a kid growing up. I enjoyed the Bon Jovis. I was listening to country. Country was just everything. I mean, so I was listening to Tim McGraw, Alan Jackson, George Strait, Randy Travis, Merle Haggard, Conway Twitty. I mean, that's what I grew up on. And then in my rebellious, well, as rebellious as I could get, I was listening to Bon Jovi I loved listening to the Eagles. So it's just a mixture of stuff. But now I get nostalgic, and I'll even go back and listen to, I remember when I discovered the Beach Boys. I love listening to the Beach Boys when I was like 9 and 10 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so much fun listening to those guys.
Yeah.
And then I got to go and see them one time in concert. They came to Branson, Missouri, of all places.
Wow.
And so I got to see them, and what a great show! And Jimmy Buffett, loved Jimmy. So it's not really. I don't know what you call that. It's kind of, I guess, pop music of its time, but. I just called it real good, feel-good music, and so I enjoyed listening to Jimmy Buffett. They call that trop rock now.
Oh, okay.
And I think Jimmy Buffett would have been exposed to, like, the Bob Marleys, but he kind of made his own thing with Margaritaville and Come Monday, and just, yeah, I found, so even now, when I like to choose music to, as a thermostat, to set my mood, as opposed to me having a mood, and then choosing music to keep me in that mood. I choose to choose music to, you know, set the temperature, or as it were, of my energy and of how I want to feel.
Right. Yeah, that's a good, yeah. I know a few people that do that, and it seems to work really well.
Yeah, it's, you know, I discovered that in college by accident when I was getting my music degree. I was having to listen to all these songs for school. And then I just found, wow, I'm really enjoying the way I'm feeling about this. And I thought, hey, what about if I just choose music to, you know, like you do a thermostat on the wall, set the temperature, choose the music that really lifts you up and feel good, you know. And then if you want to be more reflective, then choose this music. Or
yeah,
if you want to be more motivated, choose this music. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's another way of just refocusing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. And so what out of those artists, which ones do you think you've been most influenced by?
Well, musically, most influenced by the country artists, the Merle Haggards, the George Straits. Musically, most influenced by them. Personally, probably most influenced by Jimmy Buffett.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just really always enjoyed his ethos. I just always enjoyed his energy. But musically, I just always had that. I had that country feel in my. I guess I was just raised with it, you know. So it was always there. So I grew up listening to that, and I always appreciated the authenticity of the lyrics, of the music, but for that feeling of just adventure, which is one of my core values, Jimmy Buffett did it for me. Man, I was landlocked, didn't see the ocean until I was 18, so my trips to the ocean and all that were all via Jimmy Buffett songs.
Oh, wow. That's that's interesting. Yeah. I'll have to have a listen to him now because I don't really even know who he is. So, yeah, cool. Maybe play some on the show, play some Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, well, hey, you can. There's so many great songs. I remember getting a box that was beaches, bars, ballads, and boats. Those were it was a box set back CD when you used to get CDs in a box set. So those were the four, and there's just so many fun songs on there. Juicy Fruit was one of them. Pencil Thin Mustache, of course. Then all he had all his hits like Margaritaville, Come Monday, and those type of songs. Oh, Volcano was another great song I enjoyed. I enjoyed the rhythms and just the energy. It's just so much fun. So yeah, I hope you enjoy it when you listen to it.
Yeah, yeah, I'll track it down and play a few on here. Cool. Well, I know that you've got to go and pick Faith up, so we better let you shoot off and do that. So, and yeah, and we played Faith before, so yeah, that's one that you wrote before you had your daughter Faith.
12 years, yes. I figured that was 12 years before she was born. I wrote that song, and had no idea that I'd ever actually be a dad. So that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's very intuitive of you. So
I think something was telling me, you know, 12 years ahead of time. Hey, this is part of your destiny. It's going to be part of your past. So
amazing how it. Yeah, it started off one thing and then just has grown into something else when you had Faith. So, yeah, it's a lovely story. Yeah, and Faith is...
I'm very blessed, very blessed.
Yeah, and Faith's a lovely girl too. So, yeah, totally suits it. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night at the Raglan Club, as I'm sure everyone is. And, yeah, so now we'll play another one of yours, and we can either play 4th of July or Chasing the Dream. Which one would you like to end on?
Oh, hey, do you have the last release, I Love Having You?
Yeah, we just played that before.
Oh, you did that one, Chasing the Dream, because I'm always chasing the dream.
Yeah. Okay, we'll end with Chasing the Dream, and... thank you very much for jumping on, and we will see you tomorrow night with our cowboy boots on. And,
yeehaw!
safe travels, and
thank you.
Thanks again. Okie dokie.
He held her in his arms. His first love was his first guitar. She was standing all alone in a secondhand store. She needed him, but he knew he needed her more. She was chasing the dream, the only one he'd ever known. It's taking him a long way from his home. Daddy's old guitar, his only friend to sing. And together they live the life chasing the dream. Smoky old bars, one night stands, for tips in a jar in a hillbilly band. Sleeping in his truck, barely getting by. Paying those honky-tonk dues was a way of life. He was chasing the dream, the only one he'd ever known. It's taking him a long way from his home. Daddy's old guitar, his only friend is seen. And together they live life chasing the dream. Everything he had for $100 bill, taught him a ride all the way to Nashville. He'd been singing the songs down on Music Row. It was there that he learned it sure helps, just who you know. There it broke Daddy's heart in a secondhand store when he sold his dreams to feed a family of four. The owner told me he buys broken dreams from dream chasing guitar pickers just like me. Now I'm chasing the dream, the only one I've ever known. It's taking me long way from my home. This old guitar, my only friend it seems. And together we'll live the life chasing the dream. And together we'll live the life chasing the dream. Miles around, gather round before the sun went down. Roasting marshmallows by campfire light on the 4th of July. Having summertime fun, sipping lemonade, playing in the sun, sleeping in the shade. Pegging and grinning granny's white and flies on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie. On the 4th of July, yeah. Running barefoot through the front yard, playing spin the bottle out behind the bar, chasing fireflies into the night on the 4th of July. Spitting watermelon seeds to see who's best. Pops dropped his teeth, then the dog did the rest. Left the old hallway all darn near crying on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. Johnson's Creek, I thought I'd grown up when I got my first peek. I see Becky Smith in the moonlight on the 4th of July. Got my first kiss when I was 10. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. She kicked me in the shin and punched me in the eye on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. I remember those fireworks in the sky, hot dogs and french fries, ice cream and apple pie on the 4th of July. On the 4th of July. On the 4th of July.